The Flowers of Evil, written by Charles Baudelaire, narrated by Jeffrey Giuliano and the Thorn.
Peach and Love Records.
The timeless literary masterpieces we offer you must be well acted, voiced, and narrated. Created with the hope of engendering a powerful, positive, inspirational response. You know there remains a special place in the hearts of all for these beautifully crafted, timeless combinations of inspirational words and emotion. We know as the classics. Tales so beautifully wrought, they conjure up deep feelings of reverence and inspiration for the listener. This, too, is a classic. A thundering calliope of raindropped words pounding against our consciousness, compelling us to be new and better people. That can only be achieved by a classic. A bubbling up of untamed desire and raw feeling from the depths of our being. That, too, must be the function of classic literature. To reshape the heart, mind, and spirit of all. Moving us on to greater heights of understanding is also well within the power of the classics. Here we first imagine, then create, and finally pass on the very best of the literary realm from both then and now. This is our only mandate. So we welcome you, one and all, young and old, schooled and enterprising, to the wonderful world of literature's greatest triumphs and word portraits from the ever-changing, always engaging human spirit. This is classic literature.
Benediction by Charles Baudelaire. When the changeless power of a supreme decree, the poet issues forth upon the sorry sphere, his mother, horrified and full of blasphemy, lifts her voice to God, who takes compassion on her. Ah, why did I not bear a serpent's nest entire, instead of bringing forth this hideous child of doom? Oh, cursed be that transient night of vain desire, when I conceive my expiation in my womb. Yet since among all women thou hast chosen me to be the degradation of my jaded mate, and since I cannot like a lovely wantonly consign this stunted monster to the glowing grate, I'll cause thine overwhelming hatred to rebound upon the cursed tool of thy mock wicked spite. Forsooth, the branches of this wretched tree I'll wound, and rob its pestilential blossoms of their might. So thus she giveth vent unto her foaming ire, and knowing not the changeless statutes of all times, herself, amid the flames of hell, prepares the pyre, the consecrated penance of maternal crimes. Yet neath the invisible shelter of an angel's wing, the sunlight-loving infant disinherited exhales from all he eats and drinks and everything the ever-sweet ambrosia and the nectar red. He trifles with the winds and with the clouds that glide about the way unto the cross he loves to sing. The spirit of his pilgrimage, that faithful guide, oft weeps to see him joyful, like a bird of spring. All those that he would cherish shrink from him with fear, and some that waxen bold by his tranquillity, and devour hard some grievance from his heart to tear, and make him the trial of their ferocity. Within the bread and wine outspread
Sample complete. Ready to continue?